All right, kiddos, gather around. Another edition of the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. It's Thursday. It's May 28th. It's Dave and all the best stuff from this morning show just for you and your ears. The match, it may be continuing. It may become regular. In the golf world, that's where we started out today. A kid with a rather unfortunate nickname was next. And then we hit another COVIDiot of the day. 6:40 a.m. is when you can catch those fools most mornings these days. A guy had a hankering for a Hot Pocket and went about it the most idiotic way possible. Song stories today featured Running Through the Jungle. Journey has a new lineup, which we talked about this morning, before delving into Dave's beatdown. Hey, that's me. I'm talking about myself in the third person. Kind of a jerk move. Well, you'll hear how I did today, trying to figure out the isolated drum tracks and what songs they're from. Plus, comedian John Heffron, he joined us, and maybe the only comedian in lockdown busying himself with something that's not on Zoom. Find out about that right here, right now. It is the Daily Podcast.
So I know how much you guys enjoyed the match over the weekend.
Very enjoyable.
All right. Well, it seems that Phil Mickelson is pushing for another one.
All right.
He thinks it should become a yearly event. Right?
Sure.
Yeah. No.
Why not?
No. Yeah.
Really?
No.
No, I want it
sports
to be.
Sports will be back. I don't need it.
Right?
Sports are coming back.
The more the merrier.
Well,
is he going to pair up with other like random weirdos from the sports world though?
Well he said
him in beast mode.
He already has a list.
Okay.
On list: Steph Curry, Michael Jordan, Tony Romo, Patrick Mahomes. All right. Bill Murray, which kind of makes sense, you know, because he shows up at the pro-am.
Pebble Beach. Sure.
Right, you know, and Larry David.
That, yes. All even right. Taylor's going to tune into that one.
Yeah, okay. I think Larry's the only one that I'd be in for.
Yeah, I want a novelty. I don't want to see someone who's actually good at golf.
Tony Romo's just watching two professional golfers play.
All right. You know, but in Larry David's case, I don't even know if Larry plays golf.
Oh, he does.
He does?
Every season there's a golf episode almost.
Oh, really?
Oh, he's obsessed.
Oh, okay, fine. Yep. Because I was going to say, this sounds more like, I always wanted to meet Larry David.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Remember last week, Dave, we were talking about names of English towns, how they pronounce it.
Yeah.
When it appears to say Shire, you actually pronounce it Shear.
Sure. Is it Shear? Okay.
Shear,
I still got it wrong.
And then I brought up the thing about Leicester Square.
Yeah.
When you look at the name, most Americans would say Leicester.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But it's actually Leicester. Well, check out these two. It seems that their sister-in-law, or their cousin rather, is calling them out on their son. This couple just had a kid, and they don't say what the names are, but the first name starts with M, and the second name starts with O. So it could be like Mark Oscar or something like that, right? But they want to call him Mo, right? Okay. Using the two,
sure.
Right, the two, you know, letters.
Right.
Their last name is Lester.
Oh, ooh. Come on.
Yeah,
right. Mo Lester.
Team relative.
Right.
There's a big point to be made there.
Yeah, there's a big point to be made there.
The John DeBella Podcast. Wow. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Could be showers and thunderstorms today. That'll take us into tonight and tomorrow. Tomorrow is supposed that we're going to get up to 83, maybe 87 degrees.
Woo.
Right? And it's going to be humid as all hell.
Oh, no.
It's going to be,
again?
Yeah, it's going to be. Oh, it's going to make yesterday seem like just the nicest day ever.
Hello, YouTube.
But 70 degrees outside right now. We have not gotten to this for the past couple of days, but ladies and gentlemen, they are still out there. The COVIDiots. And this is a corporate COVIDiot.
All right.
This is a company-wide group of COVIDiots. All right. It seems that an airline called Eurowings, right, finally restarted flights from Germany to Italy yesterday.
Okay. Eurowings.
Yeah, Eurowings is the name of the company.
Sounds reliable.
So they have this flight in Germany. It's going to Italy. It takes off. It's on its way there. All of a sudden, it turns around, heads back to Germany. What do you think happened?
Oh, man.
The
bathroom malfunctioned.
Somebody started hacking up a lung. Had to be.
Nope.
The pilot.
Nope. Not at all. Not at all. Not at all.
Eurowings.
On their way there, they found out that the airport they were going to was closed.
hate when that happens.
It was closed.
Oh, that's hysterical. Right?
They started flights again. Didn't bother to check. Hey, anybody in Italy going to be there?
With all due respect, you are an ass.
Whoa!
With all due respect, you make me sick. With all due respect, plug up your pothole. With all due respect, you don't deserve no damn respect.
The John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
I've got a crime story for you here this morning.
All right.
Yep, it is a crime story indeed. This happened 3:30 yesterday morning. All right, we didn't get the story until this morning, but 3:30 yesterday morning, an alarm went off at a Wells Fargo Bank branch in San Diego, California.
All right.
When the cops got there, they found a guy who had broken in through a window to get inside the bank after hours. There is only one odd thing about this.
He had a watermelon on his head.
No, not a watermelon, but slightly on the right track. It does involve food.
Oh, man. He thought it was a pizza parlor instead of a bank?
You're getting even closer, but let me tell you, right? He was not there to rob the bank. No, he didn't want any money at all. The cops didn't find any money on it. They didn't find anything broken other than the window. He broke into the bank so that he could heat up some Hot Pockets.
Using what?
Right. Using the microwave in the break room at the bank. He figured they had a break room and a microwave.
Oh, he had an inside tip.
Right. You know, and he was going to use that. Well, here I have audio of a reporter, right, actually talking to this guy as the cops are taking him away. Listen to this.
You did that for a Hot Pocket?
Yes. Order for a Hot Pocket.
You broke into a bank for a Hot Pocket?
Hot Pocket.
Hot Pocket.
Was it? A Hot Pocket? Hell yeah.
Hot Pockets!
I'm moving a little slow tonight. I had a Hot Pocket for dinner. Good to see I'm not the only white trash here. I buy the Hot Pockets. I go in grocery stores, I'm like, oh, I'll get these. I've never eaten a Hot Pocket and then afterwards been, I'm glad I ate that. I'm always like, I'm gonna die. I paid for that? Did I eat it or rub it on my face? My back hurts. Oh. I was looking at a box of Hot Pockets. They have a warning printed on the side. It said, warning, you just bought Hot Pockets. Hope you're drunk or heading home to a trailer. Hot Pockets. Never really see that on a menu when you go out to dinner. You know, let's see, I'll have the Caesar salad and the Hot Pocket. Tonight's specials, we have a sea bass, which is broiled, and we have a Hot Pocket, which is cooked in a dirty microwave. Is your Hot Pocket cold in the middle? It's frozen. But it can be served boiling lava hot. Will it burn my mouth? It'll destroy your mouth. Everything will taste like rubber for a month. I'll have the Hot Pocket.
Hot Pocket!
The John DiBella Show. Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK. You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Today's John Fogerty's birthday, and I'm going to start out our little birthday set here with Run Through the Jungle, who at the time that this came out, everybody assumed that this is a Vietnam song. And John explains that despite what people assumed with the title, he had something different in mind when he wrote Run Through the Jungle.
Run Through the Jungle was really about the jungle of America. It was a metaphor for the danger in America. Even though we had a war raging and guys were truly in a jungle, the jungle I was talking about was an America where I had read somewhere right at that time that there were 200 million guns. And even though I enjoy hunting, I'm not a gun crazy guy by any means. I saw the specter of 200 million guns as being pretty ominous, and it made me fearful.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Thank you, John!
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
You might recall, it wasn't all that long ago, it was a couple of maybe 4 or 6 weeks ago, we found out that Ross Valerie and Steve Smith had basically been fired from Journey.
Yeah, yeah, they right. attempted a coup.
Right, right, right. Well, they've hired new people for those jobs.
All right.
They've hired a keyboardist, vocalist, Jason Derlakta, Derlakka. Right? Narada Michael Walden, where I said that to Dave the other day, and he said, who?
Yeah.
Narada Michael Walden. He's been, he was Michael Walden for the longest time, and then he started, hanging out with John McLaughlin. And
I recognized him once I looked him up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Plays with gloves.
Yeah.
Traditional grip.
Yep, yep, yep. Good drummer.
Really
good drummer,
definitely.
Right? And then they hired a dog, right, to be the bass player.
That's right.
Right, right. Or let me put it this way, the dog to be the bass player.
Who?
Randy Jackson is back in Journey.
What?
The original bass player.
Oh, no.
Randy Jackson. And there's a video online of them, and it's everybody, it's a Zoom video
sure.
kind of thing. But everybody playing theirs. And you know what? I've never seen Randy Jackson play.
Mm.
And he knows his Journey songs.
Yeah, that's going to be a no for me, dog.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, isn't it sweet?
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Time for me to remind you that this coming Tuesday is Pennsylvania primary day. It's a day to rock the vote, and here at MGK to vote the rock. We're going to give you the opportunity to vote on candidates throughout the day on Tuesday. We'll put two bands up against each other, like the Beatles against the Stones, the Allmans against Skinner, stuff like that. And then you will determine, you can vote all day long. All right, and you can determine each time who the winner is going to be. It all starts this coming Tuesday right here on MGK. And right now, it is time for Dave's Beatdown. This is where we search the web to find isolated drum tracks. And then see if Dave could figure him out. And we tried this one day as a whim, and he just knocked it out of the park. So we've been doing it ever since. And whenever we can find some more isolated drum tracks, we put them up to Dave's expertise. Now, I have to tell you, we went out of our way this time because you're just too damn good at this. And we want to stop you.
Okay.
Okay.
What did that entail?
Are
you going with local bands from the Philly area?
Isolated guitar. Surprise.
No, it was just finding stuff that
isolated hi-hat only.
Finding stuff that we thought could really stump you. So okay. Here comes your very first one. Are
Bring
you ready?
It. Yeah, let's do it.
Here we go.
Whoa.
My eyes just rolled out of my head.
I had no. I thought this was like a Motley Crue or like Van Halen song at first with that kick drum. I didn't realize how many kicks were going on in this. Is it American Woman?
Oh my God!
Boom!
This was that was.
It's a very signature funk shuffle.
That
for
was
that
the
song.
One that John thought he's not going to get this one.
Right. I didn't realize how many kicks were going on in that song. In all honesty, until I heard that.
Really,
it took me a second.
Because I'm listening to it and I'm going like, there's no way.
It's the ghost. It's all about the ghost notes in that
I'm
song.
I'm listening to it and I'm like, that's just a random guy hitting the drums. That's not even a song.
That's a signature beat.
No, that was very, very good. All right, you ready for your next one?
Hit me.
All right, here comes one more.
Got a little story for you. Oh, Black. Took me a second. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm singing it like it's a Creed song.
Wow.
Don't ask me that guy's name, though. The first Pearl Jam drummer. Yeah.
All right. Well,
guy's
throw
good,
my
though.
Pen at you.
Obviously, I'm not answering that question either. All right. And lastly this morning.
Yes.
All right, so you're 2 for 2 this morning. Lastly, on this one, I had to go into the track.
Okay.
Because the intro is just too identifiable.
Okay.
All right?
Like that Pearl Jam one you just played?
Like the Pearl Jam one I just played. I guess I should have upcut that one, too.
All right.
Let's see what this one does for you. Okay,
time
your
for that
last
sweep.
One this morning. Will it be a sweep for Dave's Beatdown? Here we go.
You drop a stick?
Yeah, you drop sticks there.
What?
Mm.
This seems sloppy. Oh, wait.
Oh,
this
no,
seems sloppy.
No.
I was going to say it seems sloppy, but now he's doing the ting-ting dance on the cymbals.
Oh.
Oh. My God. I think we got
it. Oh, my God. Hold
yes.
on. Hold on.
Yes.
Hold on. It's
yes.
Tico Torres.
Oh, no.
Oh, what song is this? Taylor?
Yes. She has no idea.
She was miserable really through this beat once at Wells Fargo. Wanted Dead or Alive.
Oh,
bam!
God.
Yeah!
Incredible. Oh! Absolutely incredible.
I'm literally sweating. I thought I was going to miss that one. Took me a while.
But when Steve handed this to me today, yesterday, and I started listening to it, and I go, he dropped his sticks.
Yeah, he did.
He probably had sticks like in the bass drum in case he, you know.
Maybe.
He,
or maybe that's why he wears gloves.
Yeah, yeah. Well, here, listen to it again. You'll hear the sticks drop. Here they come.
Oh, Tico.
It's just like, oh, wow.
Man.
Three for three.
Yeah, man.
You are amazing, Dave Gibson. Absolutely amazing. No joke here, Dave. Just amazing. Getting mad props on the text board.
I saw that.
All right. For Dave's beatdown today. Of course, if you got something you want to say at the end of the show for the bright side, you can text it into us anytime during the course of the show. Just whether it's something you're celebrating or congratulating somebody or somebody you need to goof on, text it to MGK MGK. That is 645-645. Comedian John Heffron will join us at 8:10. Cindy's going to join us now. Did you hear him do it today?
Yes, I did. It's amazing as usual.
Yeah. And I was convinced that I had him on American Woman.
Yeah.
Convinced I had him on
It's really not that amazing. It's all due to my parents raising me without a TV in the house.
That's right.
All I had were my ears.
All right. And those are some ears he's got there.
Not, no nose, but I'll take it. Thanks.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Sounds good.
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
It's been almost a year since we last saw this gentleman. He was in for the Radiothon last year, and now he is back once again, unfortunately, on the phone. He is a stand-up comedian, a podcast host, and an author. Not like most comedians are authors where they do books about themselves. No, this guy has a new spy thriller out. It's available on Amazon.com, and it's called The Holding Deal. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only John Heffron. Hiya, John.
Hello, sir. How are you?
I am fine. How are you?
Good. I'm talking weird because my phone's on, but I have like 7 Bluetooth things throughout the house now. So anytime I walk, I'll talk to somebody. The next thing you know, you're playing out of like the Amazon Alexa, and then I'll walk and then I can't hear the people. And then I'm like, wait, where's that sound coming from? Oh, that's from my Jeep. Somehow now the phone call is in my Jeep. So when I called you, I just had headphones on and then I walked up and then all of a sudden I hear you talking through my podcast stuff. So I was frantically trying to get my podcast headphones on so I could talk. So, okay, you can hear me. So that's good.
Yeah, we got
that's
that down.
Settled.
The last time we spoke to you, you were purchasing a new, a new old house. It's a new home for you, but it's been there a while. Are you in that house now?
Yeah, so this house was built in 1820.
Oh, wow.
And I've been playing this game called Guess What Animal's in the Wall. And so after months of hearing like scratching or I don't know if whatever it is has a foam roller and it's just rolling out its glutes, but there's an annoying noise that I can't get rid of. 2 days ago, I'm like, what if I just start shooting into the wall at this point? I think that would be, I'll shoot into the wall, I'll create holes, and I'm not a smoker, but I'll just keep blowing smoke into the holes and try to smoke out the, so, yeah, there's a whole thing with this house that I didn't think about when, you know, I bought it. Now, when you go outside, there's maybe, like, I don't own the property, but I'm on maybe 500 or 600 acres of one guy's farm. I'm surrounded by farms.
Okay.
So
all right.
When you walk outside and it's pitch dark and you just see glowing eyes of random animals, that's the scary part. That's the part where you go, I don't know about this. Yeah. So
he does have a gun.
I would hope so.
Yeah, it gets a little, you know, a little scary where you're like, I'm all by myself. And then I just kind of set up my house like Home Alone. So cans of paint will swing in at people. And then I have Legos laying out in case somebody makes it through. But yeah, so while I was here, I finished my spy book, The Holding Deal, that you were nice enough to mention in the beginning. So I have done some things in this quarantine to... You know, because the art of stand-up comedy apparently is officially over. My parents were divorced when I was like six or something.
Mm-hmm.
So probably every 3 days, I was packing up to go to somebody else's
house. Okay.
Right. And then at 18, I started doing stand-up comedy. So I've probably been leaving to go someplace else every 2 or 3 days for 40 years.
Wow.
Right?
So with this thing, this is the longest I've ever been at home, not having to travel in a bazillion years. And I thought, I'm going to write all this new material. I'm going to have all this thing. And now, 3 months has gone by. I'm like, do I remember my act? Like, how do you talk into the mic and face crowd? Or I guess, do I have my back? And then how do you start? Like, we've all gone through this. And then when you finally start performing live again, you know, do people want to, like, are you going to do, hey, I'm out of toilet paper. Come on, Carol Baskins, why'd you kill your husband? Like, do people want to hear that? Interesting time.
Now, in regards to your thriller, what's the name of the agency that this guy gets hired by?
Craft Talent Agency.
Which works out to a CTA, but there really is a CTA talent agency. Are you using that on purpose?
Well, all the things is fictional, and if any realistic debate...
John, I'm curious, you're writing this during quarantine in a 200-year-old house... In the middle of the woods, did you feel obligated to use a quill pen and an inkwell?
Yeah, that's what I did. Good. Like, it started off, my dearest Martha. it's been a fortnight since I shall see you pass. You know, yeah.
A fiddle's playing in the background.
Yeah, and I get real tired. I put on my nightcap. I blow out the candle. I have like a long like moo-moo dress on, and I just, you know.
Martha would come over, but she had the vapors.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, then a little mouse comes out of nowhere, gets his little quill. And, you know. The new person has moved into the house.
Now, if I'm correct, in the past, you told us you're somewhat the prepper, aren't you?
Yeah, but that's what's so weird about everything that went on. I would read and I see all these preppers and stuff like that. And then you see them marching in front of a Capitol 3 weeks later. So here's what you learned about preppers. They don't even have a month in them. You know, so if I wanted to just stand back with her, I got a shelter. I could live in there for 2 years without. No, you can't. You want to go to Applebee's and you want to go to some pool hall. You're going to jeopardize the health of everyone else because you don't know how to be alone with your thoughts or your family. So right? Like, literally. Now, if you learned anything from prepping, is all you need is a shed and some hidden cases of White Claw. That's all you need. You don't need rope that turns into fire. You don't need space blankets in case it gets cold. Yeah, you just want to upgrade your Netflix subscription. Here's what I learned, though. Because I'm a comic, I only know how to buy food in 2-day increments.
Uh-huh.
2 to 3 at the most, right? You get home on a Monday, and then... You leave on a Wednesday. So when I go to the grocery store going, well, I better mask it up and buy all my supplies because, you know, everyone's going to buy food. I don't know how to buy food for a full week. Like, I have in my cupboard right now maybe 10 jars of tomato sauce and just noodles. I kept buying the same thing. That's the thing I have. Like, every time I'm at the grocery store, I'm like, do I have A1? And I buy it. Then I bring it home to my other 7 bottles of A1. Like, there's just, like, things I don't, like, I always buy more mayonnaise, A1, and then there's something else that I just have, chili powder for some reason. I never think, I'm like, do I have that at home? I should get it. The weird thing about it, I think, with this quarantine is it helped me time travel a little bit. I always wondered, what it would be like just being in an assisted living facility or a rest home, just in a small little bedroom,
right,
with nobody coming to visit me,
uh-huh,
and just watching TV for 24 hours. So this whole thing has been a nice little look into the future of how my life, you know, I'll probably have 40 cases of applesauce because that's the only thing I ever ask the lady who's taking care of. I don't hate it.
Well, John Heffron, you could check out his podcast, A Kid with a Cape. His new spy thriller, The Holding Deal, is available on Amazon.com. And sometime in the future, when he is a year younger than he normally would have been, he'll be back here in the studio.
Yeah, that's going to be weird. Next time I see you, I will be younger than I am today talking to you.
That's true. That's true. I like your theory. Believe me. Yeah. Believe me. At my age, your theory holds a lot of water.
Perfect.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' on You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.